Hi, can I come in? Oh, don't look at me like that. It's me. The one you spent years being friends with. Well, I was a caterpillar before. Yes, Jummy. I know it's been a while since I went into my cocoon. So, are you letting me in, or are you making me stand out here all day? Okay, thanks. Oh, why do you keep staring at me? Stop. You're such a... Oh, I guess the wings and my... Well, everything else is kind of new. Thanks, I love their colour too. They turned out so pretty. Yeah, I've been adjusting to it soon. My family and I will be migrating. There's, well, not many of us. Oh, I know I'll be gone for so long, but most will find mates on their migration. Hey, don't ask questions like that. You shouldn't ask a lady who she'll mate with. Why are you even asking me that? Are you worried about me? I mean, yeah, I'm worried that I won't find the right person. Can we just not talk about mating right now? It's been stressing me out. Good, thank you. What about you? Have you been doing anything later? Oh, that sounds nice. I'm glad you've been getting to know more people. But, like, are you seeing anyone? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, my goodness. I've grown, you know. I don't blush and run when I hear about dating. Not like before, anyway. But are you? Well, I mean, what about that one moth girl? I've seen her come to your house here and there, like, after I came out of my cocoon. I wanted to see you, but I don't know. It just hurt too much. Why did it hurt? Well, I don't know. I thought that, like, after I went into my cocoon, I was worried that you replaced me. It's been so long. And we used to spend so much time together. And now suddenly, I see you with this moth. And, like, I've heard about the bees too. How do I know about that? Well, my family kind of told me. Don't change the subject. We were so close, but it feels like we've been apart for so long. It won't be like it was. What do you mean? Of course. I missed you. Oh, God, I missed you like crazy. I was always so self-conscious before. Like, my body was all weird, but you always said how you liked it and you wanted me to feel satisfied with it. I know you always said you liked them. I always doubted it. I never really liked my body at all. I just didn't believe you. After this change, I mean, now that I'm different than what you like, do you even like the way I look? Okay, thanks. I know you were always so affectionate before. But maybe that's because, like, you've never been with anyone else. What about those other girls? Like the moth can see in the dark. And I heard they're super fun from everyone else. And the bees are so confident. They have all this honey that everyone says is to die for. Like one of my other guy friends actually said, oh wow, that moth girl is like wet right away. And she comes like crazy. What about me? What do I even have? I don't even know how it all works. I take so long to come with my own stuff. Like, what if I'm not as fun as them? How can I ever compare? These stupid wings. Sure, they look nice, but they don't even matter. They... Oh, thank you. Thanks for holding me. Sorry, I just got out of hand. That was kind of awkward topic. Can we sit? Yeah. Thanks. Guess I've always just felt this worried. But like, you didn't answer my question. has something been going on with you and the other girls? I know. We were never together or anything. Or even, like, kissed. But I need to know. Yeah. My family told me about the hive. They said you wandered in there and didn't come out for weeks. They thought you were dead. Why did the Queen let you live? Ah, but you weren't, like, willing, were you? You were. But that doesn't seem like you. I guess, well, maybe you have changed. I mean, I've changed too, but what was it like in there? Sticky. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Also, it would bother your nose after some time. But why did she let you go? Oh, she thought you were done for a time. Until she needed you next. But, like, when she needs you, will you go back? It depends. Depends on what? Oh, I guess, I mean, you definitely look like you don't want to go back. All the guys I know were super jealous of you. They were like, wow, I wish I could get fucked by a queen for weeks. You seem so off about it. Not right. What do you mean, the sex? Yeah, I'd feel off too. Bee queens like that kind of view of people, and it's so impersonal. I felt really off. I felt so weird the past weeks, out of my cocoon. This weird body, people looking at me, but like, I don't like it. They don't know me. They never paid attention to me before. I look like this. You don't look at me like that. It's almost like you look past to, like, the real me. You always did. You never said anything, but I always saw you in the corner of my eyes. I know you said it, so it wasn't a secret that you were happy with the way I looked. But you're different now. Spending time with that queen bee and, like, what about that moth that I've been seeing coming here? Do you have sex with her too? Oh, so you're like the others. She's probably crazy good in bed, isn't she? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked that. That's so rude. But like, I can't stop thinking about it. Thinking about you with the stupid peppy moth girls drives me crazy. Why does it drive me crazy? Because everyone's so obsessed with them. They're always so carefree and happy. And like, look at me, I'm a mess. The moth to caterpillars too, but they just don't even care. They're so happy. Moths can be colourful too, so I'm not special. I know I have nice wings and body or whatever, but I'm still so different. I'm not this fancy colourful butterfly. I'm still that caterpillar from before. I still feel like I did. I still see that body when I look at myself. Thanks, I appreciate that. You always, like, accepted me. I always felt comfortable around you. I just didn't know what to do when you asked me out on a date and we distanced a little bit. You always made me feel so happy. But I felt like I let you down when I said no. And now you've been with all those other girls. And I was pacing around at home, crying to myself, wondering if you'd even talk to me. Even if you did, would I even measure up to them? Pretty stupid, right? It isn't. Thanks. I guess I really need to hear that. I've always had feelings for you. I just couldn't admit it to myself. I know you aren't a butterfly like me, but you're special to me. And now I'm supposed to migrate. I'm supposed to go with my family and I can, like, bring one person. But I don't care for anyone. There's the stupid butterfly boy that my family keeps saying is nice, but he's really not. Yeah, that's him. He was really mean when I was, well, when it was before my cocoon. I just only had feelings for you. That's all I could think about. Would you ever forgive me? Nothing to apologise for. But I turned you down quietly. And then I made a panic scene in front of everyone because I didn't know what to do. I wasn't ready. I mean, yeah, I wasn't. I didn't know what to do. I just messed up when I was blatantly in love with you. I didn't just say that. Could we forget I said that? For now. I don't know. You were the only name I thought of when I could take someone with me. It isn't stupid. Like, we haven't talked in so long. I mean, I guess the journey is a while, so we could catch up. I've missed you so much. Can I lay my head on your shoulders? Thanks, I always liked it. I'm sorry, the wings. They always get in the way. I'm still not used to them. Feeling you breathe always helped me relax. How can you rub my antennae? Thanks. That feels so nice. I always get so weird when people do it, but like, when you do it, it feels so right. Do you remember that time we bonked heads? Yeah, like you were trying to tell me something and I tripped, like, and like, fell on you. Oh, that was the closest I've been to kissing someone. I always wish I did. I feel like things would have been so different. Can I kiss you now? Okay. Wow. That felt so nice. I want more. Oh, this feels so good. So right. I don't care if these other girls did this for you. I just need to feel this right now. Can I sit on your lap? Feel me. My nipples. Let me take my shirt off. It's a little weird. So, do you like them? Okay, you can play with them. Ah, yes. Oh, I like pulling you in. It's, fun. Oh, I want to make you feel good. Can I do that? Okay. Let me get off for a second. Hey, stop. If you keep kissing me. You won't get me somewhere else. Okay, last one. Now, I want to give this a try. Wow. It's really nice. I mean, I've seen cocks before, but like, I don't know. The shape, the feel. And because it's you, it's just different. Oh, I'm just going to give it a little lick. You like my tongue? I know. It's a lot longer than most people. Definitely longer than human tongues. You want me to lick your balls too? I've heard boys like that. Let me try. Did you like it? You were moaning. Okay, I'm going to try and suck it. I, like, thought about this for so long, and I just didn't know if you wanted it. They like that. The cocktail's so good. You like it when I suck on it like that. Is this good? Do you like it when I swirl my long tongue around it? Oh, as I take you in. Oh, I'm glad. I really want it to be good for you. Do you want to just do this, or do you want to like fuck me? No, you're right. I shouldn't be letting you do that. Not yet. But I wanted to try something like special. But I know people do it. Would you like to do anal? Why do you look so shocked? You look almost look nervous. You look like that time I asked you straight out if you liked me. I promise this time I won't freak out. You're an honest answer. You haven't done it before. Oh, well, that's good then. It means it could be something special just between us. No, I want this, I promise. It's not to, like, separate myself or anything. It's just something I want to try with you. Maybe you could, like, get me ready. Okay, here, sit down and lean back. I'll just take these off for you. Oh, my pussy. Oh, you can do that too if you want. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, it feels so nice. Yes, finger me. Oh, swirl your tongue around my clit. Oh, please finger my ass while you lick my pussy. Oh, I need to get ready. I use toys there, but... Oh, I want you to do it. Oh, I want you to stretch me. Oh, don't tease me, please. Please. Father, push it in my ass. Yes. Oh, I love it. I want more. Please. I want more. More fingers. One more, please. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, stretch me faster. Yes. Oh, my ass. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels so nice. Oh, this is so good. I can't wait to feel your cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good in my ass. Fuck. I fucked. Do I taste good? You think so? Your cock tasted nice. Oh, I want it. I want your cock. Please. Oh, stand up. I want to taste you before you take my ass. Let me just get you wet for me. I'm ready for you to fuck my ass. Are you? Okay, I'll move so you can get comfy. It's okay, I want this. I've always wanted this, ever since I was a caterpillar girl. You just appreciated me so much, appreciated my body despite what others said. Please, put it in. Oh, I love how it feels pressing against my ass. Don't tease. Not now. Oh my god. Oh my god, that's so much. More than the fingers. No, it's okay. It only hurts a little. Just go slow, please. Go slow. Okay. Oh, that feels nice. Wow. Fuck. Oh, you're all the way in. I feel so full. Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Keep going. Oh, in and out like that. Oh, I love looking into your eyes. Oh, you're in my ass. Oh, kiss me. I feel so now, so nice. Yeah, go faster. Just faster in my ass, please. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, that feels so intense. Oh, yes, touch my pussy while you fuck me. Oh, I want to touch my clit too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, it's so intense. I never thought it would be this amazing. Oh, it's just my pussy. Oh, my ass. My clit. All at once. Slow. Please, slow. Oh, I want to feel it all. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I love feeling you fuck me. I love feeling your cock deep inside my ass. Oh, yeah, filling me. I've always wanted this. I've never wanted to leave. I wouldn't want you. Oh, fuck. I didn't want to be separated from you for so long. I mean, oh my God. Oh, my hot body. You're tying in. I can feel your cock. Oh, are you going to come? Are you going to come? Please. Oh, I want your cum inside me. Oh, I know we're not mating, but oh, this means such a damage to me. I mean, more than anything. I just feel so close to you. Fuck. Yes, I feel so hot. Oh, my wings are shuddering. What's happening? Oh, my body's tensing up. Fuck. Fuck. Come, please come. Oh, please come in my ass. Oh, come in my ass. I wanted to fill you to fill me for so long. Oh, I want you to fill my ass with your hot cord. After all this time, I want it. I want to be with you. Please look into my eyes as you come. I want it. I think I'm gonna come. Oh, come for me. Come here, Mia. Fill me as I come. Fuck. Oh, wow. Hi. Oh, it's so hard for me to come usually, but with you, I mean, it took a bit, but we came at the same time, we connected. Oh my goodness, I never thought I'd feel this way. Oh, I wish we didn't wait this long. Oh, I can't believe I'm leaving so soon. I don't want to go. I want you to go with us. You would? Are you sure? What about the other girls? You want to be with me? That makes me so happy. I'm so glad. Yes, yes. I want you to take you with me. I want you to migrate with us. We'll be back. But you and I will be together, finally. Can you give me one more kiss? Look into your eyes, I'm just so glad you're coming with me. I'm sorry I got upset about the others. We weren't together and it's not fair. I just got worried that they replaced me. Thank you, that's nice to hear. When I was in that cocoon, I spent so much time thinking about you and worrying. Such a relief to know that you feel the same way about me still. I'm glad you're coming away with me.